time for Live and Direct. Thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Bailey Wiley has 3 EPs under her belt and is looking to add a fourth next year. She has become the go-to voice for other acts as well, recently making appearances and tracks for people like Mellowdowns, being a part of the collaborative process that is Fly My Pretties. And she also performed alongside Lady Six at the last Alpha Sessions. She joins us in the studio. Good evening, Bailey.
Kia ora.
Lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You've been on the list for a while of people to have up.
To holler at, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really looking forward to talking about your new release coming out next year, mm-hmm. and your travels as well. You've been you've been jet setting.
Yeah, we've been out here for a minute. It's good to be home, but yeah, America was good.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that. But we're going to start with some tracks. Ooh, mm-hmm. Lucky I checked. Gosh,
let's get it.
Here we go.
Talking that money, you don't wanna spend no time with me. Ain't it funny? Now you wanna buy my company? You can't afford this love. You were never mad enough for me. All you do is talk too much, but you ain't never talk to me. All you do is bore me, love. I talk it up, but baby, you know talk is.
You and a man and I, You weren't man enough for me.
We'll just zhuzh this microphone in the right way. That was my gosh, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
And got another guest in the studio.
Can we please welcome to the front Dirty from Eno X30.
Woo! Walking shampoo commercial.
It's good, my balls.
Here we go.
Dipping out of focus, where you been? I seen some lonely nights. I think it won't,
Stay on the line, stay on the line.
Dipping out of focus, where you been? I seen some lonely nights. I think we're drifting apart.
Stay on the line, stay on the line.
Dipping out of focus, where you been? I seen some lonely nights. I think we're drifting apart.
Burner in my back pocket getting hot. They ask me for the lazies, yeah, I got a lot. This ain't geology, stoned or you wanna rock. Hey, gotta keep your heart froze when you on this clock. And if you got a buck, let me take it for a itch. You can scratch it till it hurt, till it don't, till you wonder why you scratching, till I wonder why I'm standing in the cold. Two phones on the bro street, waiting for the homie to get home. No sleep for the whip to the phone beat. Won't eat when I kick it, but I smoke weed. And don't speak when they bringing up my name. If they don't know me, they don't need to. They go for cops, OG's only people I'ma answer to is you. Whiten up my blues. Need 100 watts just to lighten up my mood. Hundreds in my socks, so no life to fill the shoes. Punters on my block and they kick for the moonlight. And they kicking for the moonlight.
Dirty one time. Woo!
Bonnyvo BFM, this is live and direct, Bailey Wiley.
Sorry, it took me a minute to warm up there for a second.
Oh my gosh, that was breathtaking. Bloody hell.
Yeah?
Right. I was wanting to ask about your voice.
Mm-hmm.
When did you decide that, or when did you discover that singing was
A thing,
yeah.
So my grandparents have told me that, you know, before I could even say words, I was brought up in a musical family, which I'm, you know, very lucky to have. But apparently before I could speak words, I was always humming or singing away at something. And then as soon as I kind of hit school, so around the age of like 5 or 6, they just put me into singing lessons. I actually originally started singing classical music, which is kind of crazy now, but yeah, that's how it started.
You can tell that you've had lessons by watching the way that you perform, the way that you're able to like control that you have over it,
yeah.
And the way that you control the way you breathe, the way
yeah.
that you move your body to.
Yeah. It's all part of it, you know. It's like your body instrument. You know what I mean? Like you've got to kind of have control over that. It's not like playing an instrument, you know. Like it's all internal, which is a blessing and a burden sometimes, you know.
Are you comfortable with where your voice is at?
Tonight or like generally.
I think in general.
Definitely. I think, you know, I've worked really hard to, you know, own the vocal that I have, and it's not something that you wake up one day and you're like, yo, I'm a singer. It doesn't work like that, you know yeah. what I mean? It's something my grandparents always told me that it's something that you're born with, and performers are born, you know, like you can't create them. And, so I guess it's just something that I've always kind of, chosen to put first and, create and recreate and get better, and that's kind of how it works.
When was the last time you listened to your debut, Inevitable?
A long time ago. You know, I had this funny thing that happened to me, you know, maybe like a year ago when I listened to it, and I was like, you know, I've got to take it off. I've got to take it off SoundCloud. And then I had this moment and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. That is, you know, that project is the epitome of a new artist, and a new artist being fearless, because I didn't know what the industry looked like back then. I was just a baby. And that was even like the first moment that I'd ever been in front of, you know, a condenser microphone, you know. So I actually, you know, over time I have learned to love that album because I was a baby, and it's such a beautiful thing to look back on, and like my writing was so fearless and honest at such a young age, and I don't know, I'm kind of thankful for it now.
So what's your writing like now?
The writing now, to be honest, it's more meditated. Only because back then when I was writing, I didn't know so much that I was going to produce a project. But now when I write, I know that I want something from those lyrics. And I want those lyrics to move in a certain way with a certain melody and make people feel something. So I think, I don't know, I guess maybe there's just a little bit more pressure when it comes to that side of things. But I think, you know, listening to projects like Inevitable, that reminds me to be fearless. And I don't know. Take the armor down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your travel.
Yo.
So you were in the States.
Mm-hmm.
You were opening for the internet, right?
Yeah, Sid from the internet.
That must be a pretty good feeling.
It was absolutely surreal. Like the whole, I don't know, like that whole even 48 hours of leaving the country and, you know, touching down, because, I mean, we touched down at 4 p.m. It took about, you know, an hour to an hour and a half to get to, you know, our accommodation. We had a 5-minute shower, went straight to the venue, performed. Like, shit was outrageous. Like, it was crazy. I wouldn't recommend that if you're going to perform, having, like, no, like 30 hours of no sleep and then getting on stage. But, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you know, that moment, you know, it's a story, it's a great story to tell, and, you know, and me and Eden created it together. And I wouldn't recommend it, but at the same time, I wouldn't change anything, because, you know, moments like that, you know, when we were on stage in Chicago, you work your whole life, your whole career to get to, you know, moments like that. So you kind of, just pipe the fuck down and you get your shit together just before you get on stage and you go fucking kill it because there's a reason why you're here.
Yes.
You know? And so, I don't know, I guess that was the mentality around that whole thing.
Can we talk about, I mean, you just mentioned Eden, who's Eno of, you know, and Dirty.
Eno X Dirty, yeah.
Dirty's in the corner there.
Yo,
How did you guys all come to be in each other's circles?
Wow. Well, that's actually funny. Thank you for saying that, because that's actually how Dirty met Eno.
I was Grinder.
Wow, it was Bumble. No, the way that I actually met Eden, it was actually kind of dope. It was like a beautiful moment because I'd never been to Auckland before. And I only knew one person in Auckland, and her name was Helena, and she took me to Rakino's, and it was a Tuesday night. And she was like, fuck it, you know, we'll go to this live jam session, you know, you might enjoy it, we can just sit and have a drink. And so there are these dope as fuck musicians jamming out, and some of those musicians are the core of what, you know, Yokozuna is today, is the core of what, you know, Eno X Dirty is the core of, you know, Mallow Downs was there, you know. And it was just when, you know, Free Peace had started, that was the Tuesday night, what it was called. And I was sitting there and I'd had a few drinks and I was like, fuck it. I was like, I've got nothing to lose. I was like, these guys are jamming, why can't I jam? I want a piece. And and so I just actually went up to Eden, aka Eno, and I just said to him, you know, can I have the mic? Can I have a go? And he was like, all right, sweet. And he gave it to me, and I think there was just this moment once I had started singing that all of us were kind of like, yo, this could kind of work. Like, we were kind of, I don't know, just we were just vibing off each other, and there was lots of chemistry. And I guess that was where it all started. You know, that's where... Eden started producing for me. That's where, you know, me and Yokozuna started working together. You know, they used to be my band, you know, like a year ago. And I think that's where, you know, the true development of what Bailey Wiley is today came from. So shout out Rax, shout out Free Peace.
Oh my gosh.
It's deep.
Someone has to write an audio culture. sort that shit out. Stop writing about old people.
Straight up.
Oh, that's so great. Hey, let's finish on the release that's coming out.
The latest release.
Yeah.
It's already been released. Lady, yeah, yo.
Yeah, but that's coming from a body of work,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So Lady is the first single from the next project, which is going to be called 50/50. Lady is produced by, you know, Soli, Eno, and also Soraya. And we recorded it at Red Bull. This is probably, yeah, one of my favourite songs from the up-and-coming EP, and it was actually the first song that was written, so I felt like it would be right to release it first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. You ready, Adam? Yeah. You ready, Ben? Cameras go. Of course, we're filming this.
No pressure.
No pressure. Oh, you're a pro, mate. Ooh. You're a pro.
I'm freaking out.
Sorted. Bailey Wiley, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, well, this is going out to all the ladies in AK in New Zealand. It's for you, ladies. I got you. What you know, what you know, what you know by the lady. What you know, what you know, what you know by the lady. Contemplating my window, I'm sitting on my lane, unemotional, self-indulgent, heartless. I thought if I loved you like that, you would love me right back. Love me, love me, love me, love me. What you know, what you know, what you know about a lady. What you know, what you know, what you know. Thinking.
for you, baby. Love will take us up. Ladies can kick it on their own. I never had a doubt about it. I was sympathetic to the things you do, you do, you do, do you. What you know, what you know, what you know about a lady. What you know, what you know, what you know about a lady. What you know about a lady? Love me, love me. Relationships making us, making love up. It's churning my gut as I'm saying this stuff. Fuck you, I pull through the usual buzz. You pull up, you roll out, I don't make a fuss. You don't make it easy, no, that's hard to find. You steady repeating, she told you to. You say I'll be giving you the third degree. But what you know about a lady? What you know about? What you know about, yeah. What you know about a lady, yeah.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!